This is a range of items taken from beneath a killing tree of a white-bellied seagull on a continental island. The killing tree is where the seagull will actually take apart its member and eat its prey. And it's a very good representation of what these animals eat, and indeed their strategy for hunting. You've got a parrotfish here, which is a deeper swimming fish. You've got things like these long toms, which actually swim right on the surface. You've even got birds here. Most remarkable of all, you've got these freshwater turtles that don't exist on the island. They're on the mainland, so the eagle has flown to the mainland, taken these turtles and brought them back to the nest. And it's an excellent representation of the strategy of these animals. If a food item is short locally, in short supply on the island, they'll actually seek alternatives. And this generalist approach makes them very, very successful in the limited environment that an island represents. Even so, fish make up half of its diet. To catch them, it uses huge talons. They're also weapons it can use to have a crack at these fruit bats. Spectacled fruit bats are big. They have a wingspan of about a metre, and they roost in island forests as well as those on the mainland. Babies have to cling on tight.